Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network after being 5 days at a conference in Colorado Springs. And it was the most exciting conference I think I've ever attended. 27 wonderful speakers there, and I was privileged to be among them. Many of the people we have on our program regularly were there, had the chance to meet them for the first time. And sometime when we have time, I'll tell you about what transpired. But right now we have with us Stephen Landon. We're going to be talking about, several things. We're going to be talking about the fact that the verdict is going to come in on Manning, a young soldier who released a lot of information about certainly what our government is doing, things that are totally dishonest and un-American. And but because he did release information about what was going on behind the scenes, why he may well spend the rest of his life in prison, and yet the information he brought out is vitally important. Because most of the things that are done today by the government are done in secret, because we have two governments. We have a visible government and we have an invisible government. We have a visible government that stands for life and liberty and property and traditional American values, and an invisible government made up of a small group of very wealthy and powerful people who are using the military and political might of the United States to bring about a one-world government, to bring about a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity and bring in a new religion, their religion, for they worship the dark side. Well, with that as a background, let's get to our special guest this morning. Steve, why don't you pick up and we can talk about Manning, then we can talk about the Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. But you go right ahead.
Oh, thank you, Stan. It's good to be back on with you. What you said is absolutely true. America poses as a democracy. Well, you know the way the system goes, Stan. It's the best democracy money can buy. I talk about how politicians are bought like toothpaste, literally. With the power of this country and the key power running America is money power. Money power is the supreme power, and whatever money power wants, it gets. It assures that the people it wants assume the high positions in government. It absolutely, you know, America, Stan, as you say, it stands by all the democratic principles, rule of law, values, ethics, morals, the rest of it. That's the public America. The real America is it persecutes its best, and it honors its worst. So you get people that are war criminals getting major prizes, and you get heroes like Bradley Manning or Edward Snowden. Snowden's still a free man. But people who expose serious wrongdoing are called criminals. Literally, the world is turned upside down, Stan, upside down, where truth and honor are called crimes, and crimes are called, well, you know, that's just business as usual. I absolutely deplore this. I write about it all the time. We could talk specifics on the Bradley Manning case.
Okay, fine. Well, what about Manning? What do you think the verdict will be today? Any thoughts on this?
Oh, he's absolutely going to be declared guilty. Obama declared him guilty before the trial began. If you can imagine, I think that was an unprecedented act. Can you imagine the President of the United States and Commander-in-Chief of the military declaring a military person guilty of charges before his trial even began? I mean, it is shocking that anybody, a former constitutional law professor, Obama taught constitutional law at the University of Chicago. I was never a law student, Stan, but if I had been, I sure would not have wanted to be in one of his classes, if that's the way he thinks of the law. In other words, the law is there to be broken when you want to break it. The Constitution, as George Bush said, is just a GD piece of paper. Well, apparently Obama feels the same way. So he pronounced Manning guilty by accusation. He faces, I think it's 22 charges. He pleaded guilty to 10 of them last February, minor charges. But even those minor charges could land him in prison up to 20 years. That is a very, very long time for a young man. That prison term could absolutely destroy him. It could be as bad as a life sentence. But he faces serious charges. 8 charges under the Espionage Act. It's a World War I relic. It has no relevance today whatever to anything going on. A number of other whistleblowers, which is what Manning is, have been charged under the Espionage Act. I mean, it is criminal to even do something like this. Again, we're going back close to 100 years, and the Espionage Act pertains to people who committed offenses relating to World War I. Well, you know, we don't have World War III going on yet. I put a big yet in capital letters, and to charge Manning 8 offenses under the Espionage Act is absolutely unconscionable. He'll be convicted. It's just a question of whether he'll be convicted on the most serious charges, and the main one that's most serious of all is aiding the enemy.
Well, of course, the enemy is the American people. The American people must never be allowed to realize that they're using the financial and military power of our nation to bring dictatorships to power all throughout the country. And anybody who thinks we're really supporting democracy and freedom, just ask, why are we backing Saudi Arabia? We've got plenty of oil. We've had it for decades. They've known about the oil. Senator Lindsey Williams wrote a book in 1980, the Energy Non-Crisis, pointing out the massive supplies of oil we had, but we needed a justification to maintain that violent and vile authoritarian dictatorship in Saudi Arabian power, and that represents what our leaders really support. Okay, fine. Well, do you want to talk a little bit about Edward Snowden, and then we can get on into your views on the Palestinian talks? But what about Snowden?
Oh, I'd love to. I've written plenty about Edward Snowden. I'll mention one contrast between Snowden and Manning. It really disturbs me a great deal, Stan. Public opinion polls, and I don't have numbers in front of me, and I haven't checked the latest numbers, but I think more Americans are unsympathetic to Manning as compared to Snowden. And the only reason that makes sense to me is that Manning is talking about war crimes overseas. Americans don't relate to what goes on overseas. So if Iraqis or Afghans or anybody else are killed, you know, that doesn't affect their lives directly. They don't realize it does. Their tax dollars are paying for all this killing and carnage and the rest of it. But they don't associate anything affecting them directly to what happens abroad. They're more sympathetic to what's happening at home. So the fact that Snowden has exposed this massive NSA spying program.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here, back of the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Stephen Landon, we're talking about certainly Edward Snowden. And that people really don't understand what his revelations are really all about. There is a small clique of powerful and evil men who control our government, who are preparing for a dictatorship. No question, they want to monitor everyone in this country because they're fearful that the American people may wake up and understand what they're up to. These people are guilty of horrible crimes. For instance, the destruction of the World Trade Center that they used so that they could get us into a war with Iraq. American people didn't want to go to war with Iraq on September 2001, but by September 12th they did. Why? Because they saw the terrible situation of the destruction of the World Trade Center, all the people who died there. But of course, we've never had an independent investigation. They won't allow that because that would lead to the people who murdered them, had nothing to do with terrorism. When you go to the airport, you're required to go through all the searching. That's for your psychological impact to convince you that there really is a war on terrorism. They've never, to my knowledge, caught one terrorist. With all of the people at all of the airports, checking all of the people, it's all games. They're playing with your mind. Nobody ever explains how it is they could have crashed a plane at Shanksville in Pennsylvania, and there was no luggage, there was no Sydney wreckage there, no wreckage at all. The plane goes down, hits the ground, but the wreckage is over an 8-mile perimeter, not where the crash took place. Is it possible they lied to us? Yes. They lied to us about most of the things that are going on. And Mr. Snowden talked about what's going on in America, how they listen to all and record all of your telephone calls, how they certainly record all of your emails and all of your faxes, and they're all kept on file, and it's being done all over the world. It is in violation of the law, has nothing to do with terrorism. This whole thing on terrorism is contrived, and they are threatening the death penalty for this man. And what is his crime? He told the truth. Do you have the courage to tell the truth? Stephen, go right ahead.
Again, I absolutely agree with you, Stan, that the best of Americans are persecuted and the worst are honored and revered and so on. And it is absolutely shocking. The notion of terrorism or terrorist threats, it is absolutely fraudulent on its face. America faces no terrorist threats whatsoever. Plenty of other countries and people face what I call U.S. state terrorism. There's plenty of that going on. But the reason America declares war on terrorism is because America needs enemies. The only way it can convince people that it wants to go to war and try to enlist support for doing it is to convince them that there are enemies running around and they're doing this to keep Americans safe. Well, it's a big lie. It's one of many big lies they keep repeating over and over again. I talk about how the media, the people I call the scoundrel media, march in lockstep with this. Whatever the government says, it gets repeated, wrote or verbatim, or citing somebody saying it. You know, if America declares somebody an enemy, well, you're an enemy. You don't think the government would lie to you, do you? Well, it's not just Fox News. It's the New York Times. It's the Washington Post. It's public television. It's National Public Radio. It's the BBC. It's the way it is. So you could say, Stan, that the business of America is not only business, it's war. It's also lying, and it's also committing the most heinous crimes against humanity and war crimes, And this goes on over and over again. So you get people like Manning and Brett and Edward Snowden exposing massive lawless spying. I mean, absolutely lawless spying. Not just the Fourth Amendment trashed, the First Amendment, and really constitutional rights in general. The idea that the government could go after ordinary people who threaten no one, who've committed no crimes, and watch everything they do. They can get their financial records. They can get their medical records. They can read their emails. They could open their snail mail. They can track us any way they want to do it, Stan. I have no doubt in the world that every single thing I do is monitored. I know I have growing FBI, CIA, NSA files, and the whole rest of them. America has 16 intelligence agencies. NSA is only one of them. You know, FBI, CIA, the Pentagon has a number of them. You know, Army, Air Force, Navy, maybe Coast Guard. I mean, these things proliferate. What kind of a country needs 16 intelligence agencies, Stan? So Snowden exposed this massive spying campaign. It wasn't that it wasn't known before, because I've written about lawless spying for years. The service that Snowden performed, Stan, is he connected the dots for millions of people around the world who either knew little or knew nothing about this, and he told me lots of things I didn't know. Whatever I knew, he told me more. He's a real hero. I can't imagine that Russia will not give him asylum. They're dragging it out. I thought they would have released him from the airport by now. They haven't done it. For him to get asylum, the proceedings will go on for about 3 months. They've already begun them. So it's got a ways to go. But this guy's a hero. There should be dozens of countries lining up to give him asylum. But everybody cows to America. They're scared of America. America is the world's biggest bully. And it doesn't matter whether you're an individual, an organization, a hero, or a country. This is the American way, Stan. This is what goes on.
I fear you're right. But we must understand that there really is this little group that controls both political parties and has their agents planted in the intelligence agencies, the military. They control the banks and the media, and they are moving us towards a cataclysmic event that is going to destroy the America that you and I love. Go right ahead, Stephen. Do you want to talk a little bit about the Israeli-Palestinian talks and what's going to come out of that?
Well, there's another big thing that's been going on. I don't think most people who are aware that Israeli-Palestinian peace talks have begun or are about to begin. They began last night in Washington. They began at an iftar dinner at John Kerry's home. Iftar is the Ramadan period, a fast-breaking meal. So John Kerry had a meeting with the negotiators on both sides from the Palestinian Saeb Erekat, Prime Minister Netanyahu's personal representative, and Tippi Livni, the chief negotiator for Israel, a former foreign minister, another party member. They're all there, and their assistants and so on. They're in Washington, and that's the venue where talks are taking place. Most people I know don't know that so-called peace talks have been ongoing, on and off intermittently, for the past 40 years almost. The mid-1970s is when they began. There have been multiple rounds of these talks. They have never, never in any way achieved a modicum of peace and justice and fairness. It never happened before. It won't happen now. The books are cooked. The system is rigged. I say this categorically, and I wish I could put money on it. The chance for an equitable peace, and I mean for the Palestinians, because they have no power. Israel and Washington have all the power, but Palestinians have none. But chance for an equitable and just peace for Palestinians is zero, with capital letters, absolutely zero. It won't happen. It never happened before. It won't happen now. And it's a tragedy, because it affects millions of people. The Palestinians who live in Palestine, the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza, but diaspora Palestinians, millions of them. International law doesn't matter, Stan. It's very, very clear, including UN resolutions and so on. In 1947, the UN really did a bad thing. On its own, it partitioned historic Palestine. It gave 56% to Israel. It gave the remainder to the Palestinians, except for Jerusalem. Jerusalem was declared an international city under a UN mandate. Well, that never changed. And most countries in the world do not have their Israeli embassies in Jerusalem for that reason. Well, Israel declares Israel as its unilateral capital. It absolutely refuses to share it with Palestinians. That's one issue. So that's off the table. Diaspora Palestinians returning? Well, international law says people have the right to leave their countries and to return to them. That's in several international laws, including the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Not according to Israel. Anybody who left is gone. They're not allowed back. Does America do anything to enforce the law? Does any other country do anything, especially Western ones? No. So diaspora Palestinians cannot come back. These things won't even be discussed. Borders. Palestinians want discussions based on pre-1967 borders, June 1967. That's when Israel waged its Six-Day War. In 1948, it took 78%, Israel's so-called War of Independence, in May-June 1948, but it really began in 1947, Israel's so-called War of Independence. It took 78% of historic Palestine in June in 6 days. 1967, it took the rest. Palestinians want talks to revert back to pre-1967 borders. Israel categorically refuses.
You and I are going to disagree on what should be happening there, because I happen to believe that Cindy, for one reason or another, God wants the Israelis there. Is there injustice? Of course there's injustice. Is there injustice for the Palestinians? Of course there's injustice. But then there's injustice for Israel. And I really believe that Israel, that whole area is going to explode into a war in the very, very near future. I don't like the people who lead Israel today because I don't think they're really interested in the original concepts by which Israel was founded. But let's get on to some other subject that perhaps you and I would agree on. Perhaps
I agree with you on what you just said.
And obviously, there is injustice over there. The Palestinians have been mistreated. Oh, but then, of course, there are... is basically an effort to destroy certainly Israel. I believe the Palestinian leaders will never rest until every Israeli is dead. And unfortunately, why that is the goal of many of the leaders over there, there will never be peace in that part of the world, I fear.
I would just add one thing. Israel, through settlements and military zones and tourist areas and so on, has about 60% of the West Bank. I think the only just solution at this point, Stan, is one nation for all the people who live in it. And if future leaders could ever come up with an idea like that, that really is an idea that could work. You don't see an America for Christians alone or for this category of people alone. You see an America for Americans. You see France for French people, England for English people. There should be an Israel, call it Palestine, call it anything you want. It should be one nation for all the people who live there.
Well, I wish that could happen, but then maybe we ought to give America back to the Indians because we took them by force. That it was totally
illegal. I just wish
illegal.
We could treat them Indians as well as we treat other Americans
world.
Who we treat as favorite people.
Okay, fine. Well, let's get on to something that we can perhaps agree on more than that. But I agree that the Palestinians have been mistreated, but I really fear there's going to be a terrible war over there and there's going to be a destruction of a lot of both Israelis and Palestinians before this is over. So what are some of the other things you'd like to talk about?
Well, there's a very serious situation going on in Syria right now, and I've written dozens of articles about it since the conflict began in March 2011. So we're pushing toward where it will, before too long, be 2.5 years old, Stan. And I'm categorical about this, not because it's evidence that I have. It's evidence that other people in the know have presented, have gone public on, and it's very clear that the war in Syria is Washington's war. And who said this? General Wesley Clark, a former NATO commander, four-star general, after 9/11, weeks after 9/11, he went back to the Pentagon, and he met some of his old friends there, and he was told that America planned to go to war, and about half a dozen countries in the Middle East were listed. Syria was one of them. Iraq was one. America already was at war with Afghanistan. Libya was another one. And Clark feigned surprise. I don't know why he feigned surprise. He was the NATO commander that for 78 days ravaged Yugoslavia, literally destroyed it. More ordnance was dropped in 78 days on Yugoslavia, Kosovo, and Serbia than in all of World War II because of the power of the weapons that were used. Just sustained destruction and carnage and the rest of it. So he knows all about that. But he was shocked by what he heard. And some of the quotes that he said was,
Hold that thought. Even we'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri Property Management in Greeley asks, do you know that every 2 seconds someone in our country needs blood? Donating blood is a simple process that normally lasts less than an hour, and that includes a registration, mini physical, a donation, and refreshments. The blood you give has the potential to save up to 3 lives. Give blood today. This message from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of home or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com. That's Tri Property Management in Greeley.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, everything that is done in Washington, D.C. is done in secret, and everybody who actually certainly works for the government has signed a secrecy agreement that they will never reveal what it's about because they don't want the public to understand what they're up to. Well, General Wesley Clark is a fascinating individual, as Stephen said, former head of NATO, four-star Army general, Rhodes Scholar, incidentally, who certainly in the past I've sometimes wondered about. But anyway, he tells a story about how he went, I think it was shortly after the 9/11 attack, went to the Pentagon, and one of the generals there he knew, of course by this time I think he was out of power, but one of the generals he knew started telling him about all the wars that our government was planning. And they were planning a war with Syria. They were planning a war with Iraq. they were planning a war with Iran. And he mentions all of these, and I'm sure Stephen knows all the various nations that were named. We were going to war with all of them, and this general was very unhappy about that. Well, since of course this was not something General Wesley Clark learned from being in the military, because now I believe he was retired. Why, of course, then he is free to tell the American people that all of these wars are totally contrived. Because Wesley Clark, I don't know that he understands the power elite that controls our country, what their goals really are. He may not. He may simply be a gullible individual who's going along with this. I think this story is vitally important. Fortunately, we have the Internet. You can actually check all of these stories out. I believe this is a valid one. And all of these wars and all of these people being killed are simply the agenda of the elite that rules America and controls both political parties and makes mockery of our electoral process. Well, before we go on, if you're out there in the audience, you have a question for our guest, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Stephen, would you like to get your email address or information out so people would be able to get hold of you? And then I want you to go on with that story about Attorney General Wesley Clark, because I think it's so vitally important. But how can people get your material?
Well, they can get it very easily, Stan. And the easiest way, what I always tell people, is simply Google Steve Lendman or Steve Lendman blog, L-E-N-D-M-A-N. I put my email address on the bottom of every article I write because I love feedback and I answer people who email me. So if anyone wants to contact me, Google Steve Lendman, go to the bottom of any article that pops up, you'll see my email address, email me, and within 24 hours you'll get an answer. Simple as that. I would add on Wesley Clark, Stan, that what you and I have said is absolutely true. Clark wrote about it in his book titled Winning Modern Wars. So anybody can check this out in his own book. It's right there in black and white. So I didn't make this stuff up. I didn't say America planned to go to war with all these countries over a decade ago. Wesley Clark did, and he got it from the horse's mouth at the Pentagon, and it even went back further than that, Stan. In his talks that he gave one talk some years ago at the California Commonwealth Club. I think he may have given other ones, but he said he, as a one-star general in the early 1990s, he met with Paul Wolfowitz when he was in the Bush 1 administration, and Paul Wolfowitz suggested just about the same thing at that time. I don't know that he listed countries, but he suggested that America's New World Order, which is what Bush 1 proclaimed in one of his early State of the Union addresses. I mean, this was the agenda, world conquest. You know, you knock off the countries that are the easiest ones, and the ultimate goal is world conquest, domination.
I think that's absolutely right, and it's so important people understand that we are not bringing freedom to the world. We're not bringing democracy to the world. America should stay here. Our job is to provide a better life for ourselves instead of ideals for other nations to follow, but that's not what our leaders want. They want an authoritarian world government under their control because, of course, these people are motivated by different goals because, in my opinion, they worship a different god. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. Our number for this program, 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, but basically the war in Syria is one of the great tragedies of our time. We try to blame Assad for the battle over there. No, we are financing the Al-Qaeda terrorists. We are financing terrorism all throughout the world, and we're financing the terrorists there in Syria today. So why are we fighting the terrorists in Afghanistan and funding the terrorists in Syria? Because it's all phony, ladies and gentlemen. There were never more than 100 Al-Qaeda in all of Afghanistan. And yet, of course, we had actually 90,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors. We were financing about 40,000 NATO troops there. We had probably about 300 Afghan 300,000 Afghan troops in training that we were financing, close to 500,000 people to fight 100 members of Al-Qaeda. It's all phony, ladies and gentlemen, and yet the American people go along. After all, we wouldn't want anything to interfere with our basketball season or our football season or certainly the scandals that we have. But you go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, again, I agree with you. I agonize over the fact that people worry more about who's going to win the big game this weekend or tonight or tomorrow or whatever than their own welfare, Stan, and the welfare of their children, or if they're old enough, their grandchildren. They simply don't pay attention. They're dismissive to the things that are going on that cause so much harm, not just to people around the world, but to them directly, and the fact that they're paying for all this stuff. When America goes to war, ordinary Americans pay for it. Why should our tax dollars be spent for killing and destruction? Why isn't it spent to make America beautiful the way people claim it is? Well, it's not beautiful. But why isn't our money spent for those purposes? Why isn't it spent to fix a broken infrastructure? Why doesn't it have a health system that works for everybody, not just rich people? Why doesn't it have an education system that does the same thing? In the 1950s, Stan, I was very lucky. I came from a very ordinary lower middle class household. I grew up in Boston. I always dreamed of being able to go to Harvard. I went to an inner city high school kids from the school, maybe one or two of them every year managed to get in. I was lucky. I was one of two my year in 1952. And I got in when Harvard cost for a full year $600. $600. And there's an evening series in Boston, an evening extension series. That's what it was called then. I don't know if it's used the same name now. But my mother never had a chance to go to college. She put her brother through medical school during the Depression, and then she took care of her own family. She always wanted to go to college. She always wanted the degree she never got. She started taking evening courses at Harvard, $5 a course. My last 2 years, junior and senior years, she speeded up. In my senior year, she took a load that was 75% heavier than mine. She wanted to see if she could graduate with me. She did. She got a Harvard degree for $175. We were both there in cap and gown in the Harvard Yard in mid-June 1956, and Jack Kennedy was our commencement speaker. He was a senator then. And
Hold the thought. I'll be back in just a moment here at Americans with Nothing.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, AA Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's
970-339-3900. Hello, Doug. And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Stephen Lenman. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question, Stephen, I graduated from Harvard in 1956, I guess it was. I graduated from medical school in 1952, so we're pretty much of the same era. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, Stan, I raised the issue of healthcare and education for one reason. Back when you and I were much younger, these things were very affordable. As a graduate student, I got an MBA after Harvard in the Army. As a graduate student, I needed a medical coverage to tide me over until I could go to work. I bought a policy that cost me $100 and change. $100 and change that covered me for anything major that, heaven forbid, if I had an accident or a bad illness, I was covered. I couldn't afford very much. That same policy today would probably cost a minimum $10,000. A Harvard education today, $50,000, $60,000. So with room and board, what I got for $600 my freshman year, it would have been $1,200 with all other expenses. Today it's $50,000 or $60,000. I couldn't go to Harvard today, Stan.
Well, I think that this is all carefully designed. Of course, one of the big problems with education is the student loan system. And
exactly.
Because the students can get these free loans from the government, at least they think they're free, until they have to start paying them back and then pay the interest back. Why then, of course, the universities have raised the wage scale of the professors there and the retirement for the professors, and they certainly are paying their administrators hundreds of thousands, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year. And, of course, because the government's providing the money finally to the students, why they've intentionally run up the prices. Believe me, if it weren't for the student loans, the price of education would never have gone up. Anything the government gets involved in, why they make worse. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, absolutely true. Student debt today exceeds all other forms of debt except mortgage debt. Well over $1 trillion. I think it's over $1.1 trillion. And these young kids, my goodness, I mean, they literally can be entrapped by debt for life. In both of my books, How Wall Street Fleeces America and Backer Occupation, I had chapters on the student loan racket in both of them. It really is a racket, Stan. And literally, these kids are just trapped. It's a terrible thing. And the interest rates on student loans doubled. As of July 1, they doubled from 3.4% to 6.8%. And if your parents are paying for these things, the rate is something like 8.5%. Why should students pay a higher interest rate, Stan, than bankers? Bankers can borrow money virtually free, 0.25%. That's about what it is. Why can't students borrow at the same rate as bankers? I wish somebody would answer that question for me.
Well, of course, the question is, why is the government lending kids money to go to school? That should be something that is not the function of the federal government, to provide money for students to go to school. If private organizations want to do it, if parents want to do it, if students want to do it, but basically what they've done is they've run up $1 trillion of debt, and these students are going to be enslaved for the remainder of their lives, many of them. There's no way that just if you owe $100,000, you have to pay $6,000 a year. I see the interest on that the average student's going to be able to pay that off for many, many years. So many very young people coming out of college are certainly burdened with the debt they can't get out of. And my understanding is that you can go bankrupt on almost any debt except for your debt, such as the government.
Exactly.
Go on ahead, Stephen.
Exactly. You cannot default on your student debt. And the private lenders love it. They love it when students default because the obligation continues, extra charges pile on, and literally you can be in debt throughout your working life into retirement. They can garnish your wages. They can take your retirement benefits, Social Security, or anything else. They can virtually take anything you have to service these loans. This is loan shocking writ large. That's the kind of system it is. I never went through a system like that. To get through grad school, I took out a $200 loan that even at the lower cost of living in those days, it was a piece of cake for me to easily pay it off in my first year. I don't remember what the interest rate was, but it was rock bottom cheap, and nobody ripped me off, and I never felt that way. But the system is absolutely abominable now, and it's right across the board in so many other ways. Stand. Inequity defines the way America is run, whether it's domestically, abroad, any way you want to slice and dice it, that's the way it is. And so much harm is caused to so many people, and none of it has to happen, but it does. And Republicans and Democrats are in lockstep. Obama, George Bush, doesn't make any difference. The same system persists.
I agree with you, and what most people don't understand is not the times where the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Oh, the Republicans certainly want to spend all this money on defense. And so we have our troops stationed all throughout the world. We have our troops. We have 1,000 foreign military bases. Why do we need 1,000 military bases throughout the world? Why do we need troops stationed in 130 nations? Well, some of them don't have a lot of troops in them. That may be true. We have troops permanently stationed in Germany. 45,000 troops, 65 years after the war ended. Why do we have our troops stationed in Germany permanently? Why do we have our troops stationed in Japan? Over 35,000 troops. Ladies and gentlemen, our troops are occupying those countries. They're part of the American empire. And until people understand that they're being lied to consistently, our troops are not throughout the world to defend freedom. This is, we have an empire. Well, we know what's happened to other empires in the past. If you study what happened to the Roman Empire, what happened to the Greek Empire, what happened to the Dutch Empire and the British Empire, and it's going to happen to America. Wouldn't you agree, Stephen?
Oh, absolutely. Chalmers Johnson, the late Chalmers Johnson, did some of the best work on this. He's been gone over 2 years now, I think November 2011, if I remember right. But he wrote a trilogy on this, and he said categorically, all empires have gone the same way. They all overreach. They all end up going bankrupt. They all self-destruct. America is no exception. It'll go the same way as the Roman Empire. And he also said, it's way, way too late for scattered reforms. We're way past that. And this is a total remake of America. America, in Chalmers Johnson's words, is doomed. Doomed, the America we know now. And other thinkers have said things like, there'll be something much different in America maybe a few decades from now, maybe sooner. It might be a better system. It might be a worse system. It won't be the one we have now.
God bless. Bye-bye. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. It's good to be back after being gone for 4 or 5 days, and it was exciting to meet many of our listeners there, people who listen to our programs there in Colorado at this conference that they had in Colorado Springs. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners in my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you agree with us and you think we have a message that's worthwhile, why, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we hope that you will, and you can do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, we do ask that you keep my ministry, Radio Liberty, in your prayers, and pray for our provision and for our protection, as we are on the front lines of a truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, it was interesting. One of the talks we gave at the conference was called Judgment Day. And so it was simply pointing out that God destroys nations that turn against him, and America has turned against God. Certainly, we're doing everything we can throughout the world to destroy Christianity. And that's, of course, what we did in both Afghanistan and Iraq, where the American military installed governments under Sharia law. And we, of course, were instrumental in toppling the secular government of Mubarak there in Egypt, which tolerated the Coptic Christians, and they've been driven out. 10% of the population was Christian before America intervened, and of course now less than 1% of the population is Christian, and they're trying to get out, fleeing for their lives. Many of them fled to Syria and have been slaughtered there by the people that you and I are financing with our tax money, and the average American really doesn't care as long as times are good. Well, I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, times are not going to continue to be good here. We're headed towards a major cataclysmic event. The people on the other side know exactly what's happening, which is why many of them, of course, are buying land outside of this country. The Bush family bought 200,000 acres of land in Paraguay. Why do you think the Bush family is buying land outside the United States? They have extensive holdings, land holdings, in Macau and parts of China where Americans can buy property. Why do you think the Bush family, of course, is buying property outside of the United States? Because they know about the cataclysmic events that are coming. And, of course, we hope that when the talk we gave in Colorado Springs is available, we'll make it available and hope that you'll want to get it. Oh, I think I was never so surprised in all my life as the number of people who came to me and thanked me as we talked about the necessity of beginning to prepare for the very difficult time that is coming to America, because America has turned its back on God. America today is financing the moral breakdown throughout the world. American movies are promoting sexual promiscuity here, but we're also breaking down moral fabric throughout the world. We've destroyed the great Christian hymns. We're changing the teaching of Christianity throughout the world. Fortunately, we still have an awful lot of great ministers who are out there teaching the original gospel. And we have a small number of churches in America. We're teaching the gospel as it was originally preached. And that is that God brings judgment upon people and nations that turn against him, and terrible things happen. We never talk about that. And the God that we have today loves everybody, would never allow punishment to come to an individual or nation, or we're all going to be whisked out of here before anything bad happens. Ladies and gentlemen, what happens if the rapture comes 30 years after America's fallen, and of course all the Christians who believe in the pre-trib rapture have suddenly turned against Christianity, feeling they were lied to? Ladies and gentlemen, well, tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him.